Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Tom McLeod, Ed Simonetti, Stan White, the linebackers, Norm Thompson and Doug Nettles on the corners. Bruce Laird, questionable, we'll watch for that, and Lyle Blackwood at the safety positions. The Colts will kick off right to left. The wind is coming in supposedly from the northwest, but it doesn't appear to be angling that way right now. And you've got to feel that the Colts took what they thought was the wind down on the field as they tee up the football and prepare to start the game. They will kick off right to left, and Larry Anderson is down deep for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The wind has taken the ball right off the tee. Tony Linhart at 5'11", 183, and the five-year veteran from Austria Tech is to kick it off for Baltimore. And the Colts have just had nothing but trials and tribulations in moving to a 5-9 season. Linhart moves forward at the 35-yard line. He kicks the football, squibs it, spinning downfield, bouncing, picked off inside the 20-yard line. Jack Delaplane up over the 30, the 35, and he slides in around the 36-yard line. The tackle made by Ron Baker for Baltimore. First down, 10 Steelers.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tony Linhart were not psyched on that kick by the fact that the ball had blown off the tee earlier. He approached that football as though he were half expecting the ball to blow off the tee again just as he hit it.
Rocky Blyer is out there. John Stallworth is out there, so they are starting. Blyer and Harris are in the backfield at the 36-yard line. It is first down, 10. And the handoff carried by Blyer, and he cracks through the middle on an angle coming up to the 40-yard line, hitting the middle of the Colts defense. And Tom McLeod and Ed Simonetti are the two linebackers who made the stop. After a 4-yard gain, it will be second down and 6. McLeod is a 5-year veteran from Minnesota playing the left side. Simonetti is a 3-year veteran from Texas A&M. Swan to the right, Stallworth to the left. And they yell out defensive signals. Baltimore does. Bradshaw drops back. Has lots and lots of time, and now throwing on a comebacker to Swan, who is hit at the 39-yard line and nailed. Norm Thompson made the stop. It will be for a loss. Swan had been downfield. He came all the way back to catch that football at the 39-yard line, caught it, and was hit for a 1-yard loss.
And, of course, you get into the old argument today. Who will the snow help? Who will the snow hurt? Will it be the receivers, or will it be the defensive backs trying to cover them?
Baltimore opened the game in a 3-4 defense. Now, they've had some problems with injuries up front, and right now they're still holding to it. They've used it from time to time. Bradshaw is back there again. Three men rushing. Fires downfield. Swan takes it in Baltimore territory, inside the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Lyle Blackwood made the tackle as Swan made a curl move inside in front of the defensive back, caught the pass at the 38-yard line, and goes down at the 35 for a first down.
And Lloyd Mumford was the defensive back trying to cover Swan, but he slipped in the snow and fell down. So the Steelers down at the 35-yard line of the Colts.
A first down for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore 35-yard line. This time, the wideouts are both set to the left. Swan is in the slot over there, and Bradshaw is back again. Looks for a swingman to the right, and then goes deep. There's Franco downfield, and he can't get to it. It's out of bounds. Bradshaw faking beautifully and then looking, trying to set them up for a possible swing pass to the right, and Harris was going deep, covered by Norm Thompson. But the ball was over the sideline. He could not have caught it. A penalty marker went down on the play, and we've got something pending against the Steelers at the Baltimore 35-yard line, the previous spot. And they're ready to walk it off from the 35-yard line in the snow, which is letting up here just a bit. Very gingerly walked off 10-yard penalty against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Player down.
Illegal man
52.
Downfield.
Offense, still first down.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike, so it is first down again.
Mike Webster was the illegal man downfield, says Cal Lepore, the ref.
First down and 20 yards to go. Bradshaw takes, gives to Blyer, coming over the right side. 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards. Rocky Blyer carries the ball. Back down to the 38-yard line. Stan White and Tom McLeod team up on the tackle. Their linebackers are McLeod, White, Darrell Luce, and Sanders Shiver. Shiver is the third-year man from Carson Newman. It is second down and 13.
Rocky cutting nicely inside, a good block by Sam Davis on that play. The Steelers looking like they can make ground up the middle.
Baltimore playing the 33 defense, shuttling one or two linebackers in and out on every play. Bradshaw's back there again. Fires to Randy Grossman on the far side of the field. Grossman along the 35, right down along the 34-yard line by Ed Simonini, the middle linebacker of the Baltimore Colts. So they go to Randy Grossman for the first time this afternoon. He's done a tremendous job playing in place of the injured Benny Cunningham. Grossman gets his first catch. Swan has had two catches, one of them for a 1 yard loss.
And Bradshaw is 3 for 3. This game scoreless in the opening minutes of the first period.
Swan's big catch was for 28 yards that brought the ball down to Baltimore's 35-yard line. All right, it is third down now and 9 yards to go. Bradshaw's back deep. Lots of time throwing downfield, going for Grossman. Incomplete at the 15. Double coverage on him. Sanders Shivers and Lyle Blackwood over there. The ball was on the money, but the two defensive backs were there, rather the linebacker and the defensive back, to break up the pass. So that brings on Craig Colquitt. And you'll see a very conservative approach to the ball game now, as the pigskin early in the ball game is at the 34-yard line. We have to hesitate from time to time because the numerals are obliterated. Marshall Johnson and Joe Washington. Downfield, Lyle Blackwood and Joe Washington. And Colquitt kicks it low and wobbly, and it is taken by Lyle Blackwood down at the 11-yard line. So with a scoreless ball game at Three River Stadium, timeout on the field. We'll be right back.
Having all day to throw the ball, he was 3 for 4 on that drive that was stopped. All right, it's Baltimore's ball now at their 11-yard line.
First down and 10 yards to go. The quarterback is Bill Troop, 5-year veteran from South Carolina. They run out of the I formation, the Baltimore Colts, and the give is inside. And Roosevelt Leakes plows through the middle. He'll pick up about 3 yards. People slipping and sliding, trying to stay on their feet. Jack Lambert made the tackle. Pittsburgh defensive unit came on the field. All of them doing a little dance, getting their footing out there and smacking each other on the hands and saying, let's go.
Have you mentioned that Bill Troop went to Bethel Park High? You better mention that.
I better, because that's where I live. Bill Troop of Bethel Park in South Carolina. Here's Troop handing off. The top of the eye, Joe Washington is nailed solidly. Jack Lambert and Donnie Shell make the stop as he tries to go off the right side at the left side of the Pittsburgh defensive unit. The ball is at the 17-yard line. It's going to be third down and 5. Tony Dungy started in place of the injured Mike Wagner, and now Ray Oldham comes on, a former Colt. Over there, he's a good friend of Lyle Blackwood's, who calls him Ray Bob. Old buddies. So Oldham is looking at his old teammates for the first time, and he pulls up tight, up toward the line of scrimmage. Washington and McCauley are in the backfield. Split backs. And here's Troop throwing under pressure. Almost caught, but dropped by Joe Washington at the 20-yard line. Had to reach high with one hand, and Jack Ham over there in the area could not hold it. Incomplete.
And Jack Splatt Lambert had in mind to grab Troop before he could even drop back and throw. Jack Splatt was coming up the middle with the blitz, but a blocker picked him up just well enough to foil that plan.
David Lee, veteran punter, 13th year from Louisiana Tech. He was down there before Terry Bradshaw. Standing back near the goal line, inside the 5. The punt will carry right to left. Jim Smith, the single receiver. David Lee almost had it blocked. Gets it away, and Smith will let it bounce around in the snow, and that ball just almost stopped dead. It hit at the 47. It bounced only to the 45-yard line. The Steelers get it back. A 38-yard punt for David Lee. Steelers football continues after this timeout.
I'm here from Pittsburgh National Bank Savings Department.
I'm from the checking department.
And we're here to announce the end of idle money.
Now you can earn 5% interest
from the ball backward to give the Steelers a little footing as they hit into that line or perhaps take off on their pass patterns. That's very nice of you, Dirt. He gave the Colts no path whatsoever on the other side of the football. Tom Beasley almost blocked that last punt. You know that? Tom Beasley, you just barely missed blocking that Baltimore punt.
Tom Beasley from North Fork, West Virginia and Virginia Tech. Here is Bradshaw lighting them up. First and 10. Hands it off to Franco. The hesitation over the left side. Fouls up over the 50-yard line. Goes back into Colt territory at the Baltimore 48-yard line. Dave Rowe brings him down. Rowe, a 12-year veteran from Penn State, fitting into the Baltimore plans in that forward wall.
Did you notice that before Franco hit over left tackle, he was able to do a little stutter step on Dirt DiNardo's path?
DiNardo is the 12th man on the field. He's still working. Second down, about three to go. Blyer steps into the slot on the left side, gives them a wide double wing look as Bradshaw hands it off to Harris, and Harris is tripped up, plowing straight ahead. He's shy of the first down by maybe a yard. Again, Dave Rowe and Mike Osdowski, a first-year man from Virginia who got his first sack of his NFL career last week, is in on the tackle. Osdowski said, "It thrilled me, yes, but mostly it took the pressure off. I didn't have to listen to the catcalls from my teammates anymore."
Yeah, he got some playing time against the Jets last week and looked pretty good. A young fella, he came in because of injuries to the Colts starters.
Colts have gone back to a four-man front. Calvin O'Neill and Joe Ehrman are alternating out there now. Ehrman is in at the present time. Hand off to Franco, slashing off left tackle. He has a first down. Moves the ball down to the Colts 43-yard line. On the snow-covered field, Tom McLeod and Ed Simonini teaming up on the stop for the Baltimore Colts. A scoreless ball game, not long underway, and they're playing in the snow. Steelers have their second first down. Colts have had one possession, picked up 5 yards in three plays and punted. First down, 10 for the Steelers. You're seeing Swan to the near side and Stallworth to the far side. And Bradshaw dropping back, looking for Swanee, and it's a little high. Right on Swan's back is Norm Thompson. The penalty marker goes down. It will be pass interference as Norm Thompson went up over the back of Lynn Swan. Did not give him a fair chance to catch the football as it approached him. So we get interference against the Baltimore Colts, and the Steelers have a first down, advancing the football. Well, let's wait and see. It would appear to be about 10 yards.
Pass interference.
Takes the ball down to the 33-yard line.
Well, he called it on Norm Thompson, as you reported, Jack. But I don't know. I kind of think Thompson had a little bit of a reason to beef. I thought he was playing the ball for the most part anyhow.
That's a fair observation. First down, 10. Bradshaw giving the ball to Blyer over the right side, carrying two men with him. He goes to the 30-yard line. And Fred Cook and Ed Simonini riding him like a couple of cowboys. Cook is the 5-year veteran from southern Mississippi, and Simonini comes from Texas A&M, so he's had some background riding Broncos. Gain of 2 yards for the Rocks, second down, 8.
And the Steeler blockers are playing as though they are interested in this ball game. They're hitting in there hard. They're helped somewhat by the fact that John Dutton doesn't seem to be playing today. He had a bum ankle, but he was listed as probable. He's a tough lineman.
Temperature 29 degrees at kickoff, and the snow is falling again at Three Rivers. Bradshaw is back deep. Again, lots of time going way deep for Stallworth, and it is caught for a touchdown. Stallworth going beyond the defensive back, Doug Nettles. The pass was on the money in the deep far corner of the end zone. Right on the money, and Stallworth a step beyond Nettles, the 4-year veteran from Vanderbilt, makes a beautiful catch, and the Steelers come up with a big play that puts them on the board with 6 points.
Doug Nettles was covering Stallworth, and that may have been the highest touchdown pass I've ever seen Bradshaw throw. Hoo-wee, was that a lollipop way up in the sky? I didn't think that would be completed. It was so high, but Doug Nettles could not defense the John Stallworth.
31 yards. Chiarella will go for the point after. Rookie Craig Colquitt is the holder near the 10-yard line. At the goalpost to our right, the ball is down. Chiarella kicks it, and it is good. The Steelers have taken a 7-0 lead over the Baltimore Colts, and we'll be right back.
Got a bale and haul some hay.
Got a share a ride today.
So the Steelers drove 55 yards in five plays. Bradshaw hitting Stallworth on a 31-yard blooper into the corner of the end zone. And the Steelers go out in front with 7 minutes and some seconds remaining in the first period, 7-0. And Bradshaw came into this game trailing Roger Staubach by only 2 percentage points in the quarterback rankings, the National Football League quarterback rankings. And right now, Bradshaw already is 4 out of 5 and making a lot of progress toward regaining that lead.
To go. Pittsburgh at its own 13. Sidney Thornton and Franco Harris are in the backfield for the Steelers. Bradshaw's the quarterback. Thornton almost jumped the snap. Handoff is to Franco, and wowee, there is Fred Cook to nail him. Cook, the 5-year veteran from Southern Mississippi, catches Franco Harris behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of about 2.5 yards. It's going to be second down, 12.5 yards to go, as Cook makes a brilliant defensive play.
And if you've just joined us, we have 2 minutes remaining in the first period. The Steelers are leading 7-0 on a 31-yard touchdown pass. Bradshaw to Stallworth.
Baltimore in a passing situation now goes into the 33 defense again with 3 down linemen. Backers pulled up on each wing. Nope, they're down. They got 4 down linemen. They're back into 4 down linemen, and Bradshaw's back there and throwing. There's Swan at the 32. Takes it, breaks a tackle. He's off and running up over the 50. Down to the Baltimore 40-yard line. He is caught from behind and brought down inside the Baltimore 30-yard line. The play made by Doug Nettles, who showed his speed. Swan caught the pass and broke away from one Baltimore Colt, Lyle Blackwood. Then took off, and you thought for sure he would be gone. But in a great effort, Doug Nettles overtook him. Sensational speed and brought him down from behind. They marked the ball around the Baltimore 26.
A gain of some 55 yards. You bet she caught the football up around the 35. And Lyle Blackwood hit him with what appeared to be a good hit, but Swan broke it and went.
Great catch. Great play after the catch. Handoff to Sidney Thornton, trying to get off the left side, dragging a man with him, and finally they gang tackle him. Lyle Blackwood was trying to bring him down. He wasn't having the ultimate in success. Lloyd Mumford came over to help out, and then he got help from Mike Kozdowski. So, as they placed the ball down, Sidney lost about a yard. Second down and around 11 yards to go, and we've got to estimate that the ball is around the 27-yard line. Second down, 11. Despite the game efforts of the grounds crew, they're working at the other end of the field as the Steelers move toward the right. They're brushing away the lines at the other end of the field. A constant job for the grounds crew here. Stallworth in the right side slot, and a play action fake by Bradshaw. Again, he has lots and lots and lots of time. Now he's rolling to the right, looking, throwing, and there's Sidney Thornton. Takes it down inside the 5, goes down with it at the 4-yard line. Darrell Luce, too late to cover the play. Sidney Thornton on the catch. Time has run out. We're at the end of the first quarter with the score. Pittsburgh 7, Baltimore nothing. Playing him back slowly. Coming off that injury, is in there, and Steve Corson is part of the short yardage team, and they'll play with 2 tight ends. Randy Grossman remains in. John Kolb, Sam Davis, Mike Webster, Mullins, Penny. They take the wideouts out. Stallworth and Swan go out of the lineup. Grossman is a wingback to the right. Corson and Brown are the tight ends. Bradshaw sends Blyer in short motion, handing it off to Franco over the right side, hesitated, then put on the move, and galloped into the end zone for the touchdown. Franco going very carefully to find the spot, to find the footing. And when he found it, he took off and went into the end zone standing up, and the Steelers are on the board with their second TD.
Oh, you betcha, and this is very good for the Steelers because the Colts are not likely to have their heart in this ball game from here in. They're down already 13 to nothing, and it's going to be 14. And now the Steelers will have a chance, one would assume, as the game wears a little bit along, to play some guys who don't get much work to do that sort of thing.
Harris scoring his sixth touchdown of the year. Girella going for the point at the 10. The goal is to our left. Girella kicks it. It is up there. And it is good. The section over there with Girella's Gorillas comes up on its feet. The score is 14 to nothing in favor of Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
Find a new configuration at the Imagination Station.
We call your Chrysler Plymouth dealer the Imagination Station, because that's where you'll
point out that the Steelers' average scoring drive coming into this game was a whopping 59 and a half yards. It's even better now. They've driven 55 and now 87 yards for a touchdown, so for two touchdowns. So they are a long drive team, that's for sure.
Girella kicking off right to left. Now he kicks it high, relatively short. And waiting for the ball at the 12-yard line, Don McCauley fumbles it, picks it up on the bounce, up over the 20 to the far side of the field and out of bounds, near the 24-yard line. McCauley caught the ball, lost it, picked it up on the bounce. Steve Corson tracked him down and out of bounds on the far side of the field at the Baltimore 24 first down 10.
And as McCauley recovered his own muff, Sidney the Thundering Bull Thornton was thundering toward him and missed him by a hair, just brushed him with the hand. Of course, it's tough to maneuver on that snow. Sidney was pointed one way on one track, and he had to follow that track.
Baltimore comes out of the huddle. Glenn Dowdy to the right, Roger Carr to the left. They'll run out of the I formation. Joe Washington at the top of the I. Troop pitches the ball back deep to Washington, and he is nailed by Jack Campbell on the 20-yard line. The play flow to the right, and it actually was a pitch back to Washington. And there was Jack Camp to get him at the 20 as he came toward the near side of the field. A loss of 4 yards on the play. And the crowd is chanting defense. Second down, 14.
It's a great day for football. There may be a lot of empty seats here, but this crowd is loving it, even though it's a runaway. Well, it's not a runaway yet, but they're loving it. I love football in this weather.
I'm glad you love it.
I don't have to play it, so I love it.
High formation. Give to Washington. He's nailed again. Boy, oh boy. Robin Cole there to get him, shy of the 20-yard line. He fought from the 18 to the 19, but he still loses a yard on the play as he went to the left side. So mark the ball at the 19-yard line. Cole high, Furness low on the stop for the Steelers.
You know, I wondered earlier if the snow would affect the linemen, a defensive lineman. Would they be able to get their footing and get in there? It hasn't affected the Steelers. It has affected the Colts, so it must not be the snow. It must be determination and talent.
Banaszak is at right end, Furness at right tackle. Troop is back. Now he's throwing, and it is lost at the 31-yard line. In and out of the hands of Reese McCall, the tight end. The rookie from Auburn had it right in his arms. Could not hold it. Jack Hamm and Donnie Shell covering the play for the Steelers. One Steeler has left the field going into the dressing room, and he had a cape on. We could not catch his number. So we may have to pick up word from down below as to just exactly who that might be. But in the meantime, David Lee, who stands 6'4", weighs 223 pounds, is in punt formation at his own 5-yard line. He'll kick left to right. Downfield, Jack Delaplane. Or no, make that T-Bell and Jim Smith. Nice punt by Lee. And T-Bell waits for it, takes it at the 40-yard line of Pittsburgh territory, gives ground running to the right, and that is upended. Brought down on a solid tackle by Mike Ozdowski. And that's going to take the ball back to the 40-yard line. Steelers football continues after this timeout.
I'm an investment counselor.
One thing. Who was it, J.D.? Who? No, they're going to call us and let us know. They don't know downstairs either in the press box. Anyhow, you may have heard Chuck Noll on his pregame show when I said to him, well, you're going to let Bradshaw and Swan play for bonus money today for those individual titles. I'll get back to this story a little later. It's worth clearing up.
Bradshaw has them at the line of scrimmage at the 40. Hands it off to Blyer. Blyer bucks into some people and goes a couple of yards coming off the left side. Ed Simonini is there at the bottom of the play along with Joe Urban. Marked the ball at a two-yard gain for Rocky Blyer. That wasn't Urban, was it? That was Ozdowski. They're using three down linemen now, Fred Cook, Dave Rowe, and Mike Ozdowski. McLeod, Luce, Simonini, and White are the linebackers as they play the 33 defense. Wide slot to the left side. Swan is in the slot. Bradshaw backs up, throwing to the near side on an out pattern to Stallworth, takes it, steps out of bounds, and he is right near the, or rather T-Bell, right near the, I'm so busy looking at the yard lines, I think he's near the 50. Can anybody see 30, 40, 50? That's right. He's up at the 49-yard line, and that was Theophilus Bell who caught it, the second-year man from Arizona.
And Bradshaw now 7-for-8, going for that quarterback title and the bonus money probably that goes with it, regardless of what Noel said. And again, I'll get back to that later.
They're down at 2 yards to go. Short yardage formation. Blyer cracking off right tackle. And he picks up the yardage for the first down. Norm Thompson made the stop on Rocky Blyer as he crossed the 50-yard line and brought the ball into Baltimore territory. I have him right around the Baltimore 48-yard line. First down, Pittsburgh. They're eighth in the ball game.
And when I said that bonuses go with the quarterback title and the pass receiving title, Noel said, what bonuses? I don't know what you're talking about. I'll finish this in a jiffy.
You're about to break Cosell's record for long stories. I'll tell you that. It may take us, folks, till 6 o'clock to get that story finished. Bradshaw hands it off to Blyer, and Blyer up the middle for a couple or 3 yards, stopped at the 45-yard line by Dave Rowe and Ed Simonini. Mark it at the 46, and now chapter 3.
And he said, we don't have bonuses in our contracts, but he's on radio, and while he's saying it, he winks and smiles like he's on television and he's cracking a joke, but you don't hear the wink and the smile on the radio. And then he goes immediately on to another subject, and everybody is left thinking they don't have those bonuses in their contracts.
All right, I've got a good guess for you. J.D. just gave it to me. He thinks that might have been Stallworth who left the field with T-Bell playing. So he may have had more trouble with his stomach. Here is Bradshaw back. A little swing pass out to Franco. Safety valve job, and it's off his fingertips as Doug Nettles came up to cover, and the pass is incomplete. Stallworth came into the ball game with that problem that so many of us have had off and on this winter. Stomach cramps and nausea and all that type of thing, and it was not known if he would play. He started the ball game, but we now think that Johnny Stallworth is the man who left the field with one of the training corps, and T-Bell is out there in his stead.
And the Steelers got a touchdown out of him, a touchdown catch before he left. It is a virus. That's the word from downstairs. It's the stomach virus.
A stomach virus. Third down and 8. Baltimore looked to be offside, no flag. Bradshaw back, and he throws it to Blyer. Down at the 40, the 35, the 30. Here comes the rock, the 25, the 20. Fights his way to the 14-yard line, where he is brought down by Lloyd Mumford and Dwight Harrison. So they cut Baltimore with 5 defensive backs. Baltimore looking for something deeper and brought Blyer out of the backfield, angling across to the left. And Bradshaw dumped it to Blyer, and Blyer did a beautiful running job. And he carries the ball all the way down to the Baltimore 14.
That play good for 32 yards, so Bradshaw getting good distance on a lot of his passes today. The ball at the 14-yard line of the Colts.
Jim Smith replaces T-Bell. He's in there in place of Swan. Here's Bradshaw going to the end zone, and it's picked off at the 5-yard line by Norm Thompson, coming up the sideline, up over the 30, the 35, and out of bounds near the 40. Bradshaw underthrowing as he went to the end zone, going for Jim Smith. And the pass was picked off at the 5-yard line by Norm Thompson on the first interception of the afternoon, and Thompson getting his 6th interception of the season. He leads the Colts in that department. At the 5, he brought the ball back. We'll see where they mark it. They mark him out of bounds at the 35-yard line. And a penalty marker down.
Jim Smith was in the end zone several yards behind Thompson, but here comes the ball back downfield, wiping out the interception. We'll see.
I believe that the call was on the return of the interception.
Oh, and More than likely out of bounds. More than likely Thompson stepped out and they're just bringing it back to where he did step out. Or is it? Is it? No.
Personal foul.
Could be called against the Baltimore Colts.
First down.
So they bring the ball back to the 18-yard line. Steelers football continues after this timeout.
This holiday season, Wendy's of Greater Pittsburgh is helping the kids both in Pittsburgh and all over the world. Wendy's of Greater Pittsburgh is contributing to the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital through their gift certificate donations. Wendy's of Greater Pittsburgh will donate $1 to the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and $1 to St. Jude's for every $5 gift certificate purchased. Each $5 gift certificate contains 10 50-cent coupons, good towards the purchase of any item on Wendy's menu. Wendy's gift certificates make super stocking stuffers for friends and relatives and are available at all area Wendy's this holiday season. Give Wendy's gift certificates this season and help them help the kids at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh and St. Jude's, too. Stop by soon and have a hot and juicy holiday. There are now 12 Wendy's old-fashioned hamburgers located near you. Visit the one nearest you today.
So after Norm Thompson's return of that interception, the ball is brought back to the Colts' 18-yard line because of a clip by Dave Rowe, the former Penn Stater who was let go by the Oakland Raiders this year and now, of course, plays for the Colts.
First down, 10 to go. The snow has stopped here at Three River Stadium, as predicted. Back goes Troop. They're after him. Joe Green has him. He gets away and gets rid of the football. Throws it shy of Don Hardeman up at the 20-yard line. Boy, Green had him and could not hold him. And then Dwight White came after him. And they almost had the sack, but he managed to unload the football incomplete.
It looked like a sure sack for Joe, but he just couldn't get planted right. He couldn't get a good, firm grip on Roe. Kept struggling to bring him down. Couldn't do it. Roe now 1 for 7.
Bill Troop, the quarterback of the Baltimore Colts, has them in the I formation. Wideouts are Carr and Downey. And the handoff is to the inside back, and that is Don Hardeman. Trying to eat up yardage up the middle across the 20 to maybe the 22-yard line. Jack Lambert at the bottom of the play with Gary Dunn. Well, let's see where they mark it. They're uncovering bodies, and it's going to be at about the 22-yard line. Gain of 4 yards, third down, and 6 yards to go.
Well, Lynn Swan was removed because he had his bell rung. He got a dinger in the head, and that may hurt his chances to regain that pass-catching lead.
Gary Dunn out, Dennis Winston in as an extra linebacker for the Steelers on 3rd and 6. All right, they're coming after Troop. They've got him. They knocked the ball loose, and it's still loose. And who has it? It's still loose. And it is now recovered under a pileup down near the goal line at the 2-yard line. Nobody could hold on to the football as they had a full-fledged blitz. Linebackers and safeties coming. Donnie Shell is down there. A lot of people down there. It's at the Baltimore 2-yard line. Pittsburgh's ball recovered by the Steelers. There were Steelers all around that football. Nobody could find the handle on it. And now they get down and uncovered right at the bottom of the play. And on it was L.C. Greenwood at the 2-yard line.
Somebody knocked that football out of Troop's hands. It skittered along the ground. Greenwood had one shot at it, couldn't get it. And a whole mess of Steelers, including Greenwood, pursued it. And I guess L.C. Outfought Jack Splatt Lambert for the ball. And the Steelers have it at the 2.
First down, goal to go. Short yardage formation with 2 tight ends. Larry Brown is in there. Steve Corson is in. Grossman, the wingback, comes in short motion. They hand it off and a straight ahead drive right into the end zone. And it is a touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers with Franco Harris carrying the ball in. Franco gets his 2nd touchdown of the afternoon. And for Harris, his 7th touchdown of the season. And the Steelers go on the board for the 3rd time today.
Yes, indeed. The only thing bad about this is that'll bring down the Steelers' average touchdown drive. They only had to go 2 yards this time. A simple smash up the middle by Franco.
Girella going for the point after. Colquitt, the holder at the 10-yard line, down to our left. Ball is down. Girella kicks it. It is up there. It is good. 21-0 in favor of Pittsburgh. 9 minutes to play in the second quarter of the ball game at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh. On our network today, which covers parts of a four-state area, WPME Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, WVSC Somerset, Pennsylvania. I bet you're having a lot of fun up there today, skiing and sled riding. WTIV Titusville, PA, and WANB Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, where Arnold Albright runs the station. And a reminder for those of you listening to WTAE in Pittsburgh, stay with us after the game for Steeler Hotline. I get together and hold coats and hats, and also help Cope get off his thermal underwear so that he can get
thermal
on the telephone
underwear
and receive calls here at the Steeler offices.
I don't wear thermal underwear until it drops to 10 below, I'll have you know.
Join us for the Steelers Hotline right after the game.
So it's 21-0 Steelers, and if you were a Baltimore Colt, how would you feel about having to face 9 minutes more of the second period in the whole second half with all the troubles they've had this season? Bill Troop so far not able to move their offense, only 1 for 7, and he committed that fumble that just set up the Steeler touchdown. Troop, by the way, was originally signed by the Philadelphia Eagles as a free agent out of South Carolina. Then they cut him. The Colts picked him up. Then they cut him. The Eagles grabbed him back. Then the Colts swung a little deal with the Eagles to get him again. So he's been with both of those teams twice. Bill Troop of Bethel Park. And as Ted Marchabrota has pointed out, he really isn't getting a fair airing this year because they've had a lot of people hurt. He doesn't have a good supporting cast.
He's playing with a cast on his non-throwing hand, incidentally. Here's Girella right to left from the 35, and it's sailing downfield, bouncing to Washington at the 6. Out over the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Washington drives all the way out to the 34-yard line on a good return. Tony Dungy down underneath with Rick Mosier to make the stop for the Pittsburgh Steelers. At the 34, Baltimore has the ball back. First down, 10. And that ground crew with DiNardo out on the tractor working at the other end of the field, clearing constantly. And with the snow, if it stops, now it's started again. So they'll be working all afternoon. Bill Troop brings the wide man in motion, hands it off to Washington, slips over the left side of the line, and goes over the 35 to about the 37.5-yard line with Steve Furness and Jack Lambert on the tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the 37-yard line. Joe Green comes out of the play. The 10-year veteran from North Texas State likes it when it's cold and crisp.
I'm chuckling about Dirt DiNardo. I'll tell you why in a moment. This is good.
Where is he now? I don't see him.
He's stopping.
Here's the handoff, and Washington is belted as he crosses the line of scrimmage and goes down short of the 40-yard line. Ron Johnson and Jack Ham got the lick on him, and they will mark the ball at the 39-yard line, third down and 5.
Dirt was pausing to watch a play. You see, Dirt, in all probability, has either taken or given the 11, and he's not even getting to watch the ball game. He's having to work right through the ball game and not knowing what's going on, and he's dying.
Furness out, and Winston in as an extra linebacker for the Steelers. Wideouts both ways for Baltimore. Bill Troop is calling the signals. Shifts Don McCauley over a step to the right. Now he's back with a flag down, fires out to the near side, completes the pass to Roger Carr. But a penalty marker went down, and Carr came out of bounds at about the 42-yard line with Jack Lambert and Ron Johnson over there, ready to put the grab on him. He came into the Steeler bench area. Here we get the signal, an offside call against Pittsburgh. Offside call against Pittsburgh, so in all probability, Baltimore will take that, most certainly. And it's going to be close to a first down for the Colts. They'll get the third down play over again. And it will move the football from the 39-yard line up to the 44-yard line, put it very near the sticks. Gives them third down and about a yard to go for a first down. Baltimore trailing 21-0 behind the Steelers. who've had it all their way in the early going in the ball game.
75.
Don Hardeman comes on. Mac Alston becomes the second tight end for the Baltimore Colts.
And Joe Green was the man the penalty was called on. Third down and less than a yard to go.
Colts with two tight ends and a tight short yardage formation. Hardeman and McCauley are the running backs. And Troop gives the ball to McCauley. McCauley digs hard over the right side, and the young man from North Carolina has picked up the first down. He has moved the football up to the 48-yard line. Don McCauley, 8-year veteran from North Carolina. It is the fourth first down for Baltimore, two of them coming on penalties. That one set up by a penalty. Banaszak and Shell on the stop. We have Greenwood, Green, Furness, and Banaszak in the front four. Ham Lambert and Cole are the linebackers. Johnson and Blunt on the corners. Dungy and Shell are the safeties. The handoff to Washington goes into the air and is stopped in midair at the line of scrimmage by Steve Furness. He made a move to the line of scrimmage when spinning up into the air. As he comes down, he'll pick up a yard or so. They are still short of the 50-yard line, so he picks up about a yard. It will be second down 9.
He's their big hope on offense, Washington, and he's gained only 10 yards on 9 carries. Ouch.
They've not advanced the stick, so it's second down 10. Glenn Dowdy, the 7-year veteran from Michigan, wide left, and Roger Carr is set as the split end out to the right side. A strong left formation for the Baltimore Colts as Bill Troop stops short in the pocket, fires downfield, and overthrows his target, Roger Carr, coming down beyond Tony Dungy and Ron Johnson. The pass is too long and is incomplete.
Carr didn't even make an attempt, you might say. He just said to heck with it. I mean, he was down there running, and he had a step on his man, but the pass was badly thrown to his back, and he didn't even try to turn around and go for it. He just said, ah, nuts. And that might be how the Colts are feeling.
Colts are playing with a special jersey that has a pocket on the front of it for the backs, the receivers, for the quarterback at least, and the receivers where they can keep their hands. And Troop keeps his hand in that pocket till he gets under the center. Four linebackers now for the Steelers. Troop is back there, and he throws to McCauley coming out of the backfield, and McCauley is hit on a hard, hard tackle near the 50-yard line. Jack Lambert met him and brought him down. Don McCauley took it at about the 45. Lambert met him at the 49. He comes down around the 50-yard line. Let's pause now for station identification.
Nothing is as good as Z-Bart rust proofing. That's why Pittsburgh area Z-Bart dealers give you a 5-year repair warranty on all new vehicles. WTAE, Pittsburgh.
With all that action, they picked up only a yard. It is 4th and 9. David Lee in punt formation standing at his own 35. T-Bell and Jim Smith downfield for the Steelers. The punt carries left to right. Low, wobbly, not a good kick. But going to be hard to handle. Smith gets it on the first bounce out over the 20. And that's T-Bell coming up over the 25, the 26-yard line. So the punt just floating downfield low and wobbly. And T-Bell fielded it and came forward about 5 yards. Stu Odell made the stop on him. And let's see where they place the football. It's bouncing around. They mark it at the 26-yard line. So the Steelers have a first down, 10 yards to go.
And curiously, the Colts on third down gave Troop good protection for a change, and yet he settled for the short thump pass to McCauley and only gained a yard. He might have been able to throw deeper that time and make the sticks.
Terry Bradshaw hands it off inside, and Harris gets short yardage. Plowing coming up over the, well, let's see where he is, the 25, the 27-yard line. Stan White on the tackle. And on the play, we have an injured player. John Kolb is hurt. So the Steelers have already sent Stallworth back to the dressing room because of that stomach virus. Lynn Swan knocked out of the ball game when he took a lick on the head, apparently. And now Kolb is injured, and Ray Penny is coming on to replace him. Larry Brown is at the right tackle post, and Penny will take over the left tackle post. And Kolb is coming off under his own power. And the crowd applauds John Kolb. We've said it before, he might be the best at his position in the NFL.
I think he's possibly, or very probably, the best tackle, offensive tackle in Steeler history. Swan, by the way, caught three balls for 87 yards before going out of the ball game.
Jim Smith to the right and T-Bell to the left. Second string wide receiver, Steelers leading 21-0. Bradshaw puts a running back in the slot to the left. That's Sidney Thornton. And hands it off to Franco in a little draw play. And Franco gets over the line of scrimmage, picks up a couple of yards before Stan White and Sanders Shiver are there to meet him and bring him down for the Baltimore Colts. Franco Harris, the ball carrier. Now let me count back again. The 50, the 40, and they're right near the 30-yard line. Third down, 5.5 yards to go.
Franco in with only 19 yards on 8 carries.
Baltimore now goes to 3 down linemen, 3 linebackers, and 5 defensive backs. Thompson, Mumford, Blackwood, Harrison, and Nettles are all in there in the secondary. McLeod, White, and Shiver are the linebackers. Bradshaw on 3rd down, 5.5 is back deep. They're fighting to get to him. Now they've got him. And he goes down. He loses the football as he goes down. It's picked up by Moon Mullins. And it will be a sack for Baltimore. Mike Osdowski got to him, and he got his first sack of his career last week. And that gives Osdowski his second sack, and it takes the ball back to the 20-yard line.
Well, Bradshaw had a lot of time to throw, but couldn't find anybody open. Larry Brown could not hold Fred Cook out forever. Cook finally hit Bradshaw. He bounced off of Cook, and Osdowski got him. He did have time, though, to throw.
Greg Folkman in punt formation. Joe Washington downfield. Here comes the punt down to the 42-yard line. Washington over the 45, over the 50. And he's still running over the 45 and brings it down to the Steeler 41-yard line. Nice return by Joe Washington as he brings the ball back into Steeler territory before Jim Mandich brings him down. A name you don't hear too often. The young man picked up, the former Miami Dolphin great, an 8-year veteran, picked up when Benny Cunningham went down. A backup tight end who has not played that position, has been playing special teams. Mandich made the tackle at the 41-yard line, where it is 1st down, 10. And Baltimore may be in Pittsburgh territory for the first time.
Yep.
Second time. Flanker left, split end right out of the I formation. And Bill Troop is back deep. Now he runs forward and flips it over the line of scrimmage to Don Hardiman. And Hardiman fights his way down to the 35-yard line. Jack Camp made the stop. As Troop, under heavy pressure, stepped forward and just flipped that ball to the open man, Hardiman. And Hardiman comes down to the 35-yard line. 2nd down and a short 5.
A linebacker grappling with Hardiman. Gary Dunn comes up to help with a good, strong hit to knock him down. The Steelers leading 21-0 with 3 minutes remaining in the first half.
Baltimore had previously been to the Pittsburgh 49-yard line on its one crossing over the 50. Here's Washington galloping over the right side, breaks loose. He's down over the 30, the 20. He's inside the 15. He's brought down from behind by Robin Cole inside the 10. The young man can run. Joe Washington has carried the ball down to the Pittsburgh 6 or 7 yard line. Coming over the right side, shaking off the linebackers. That is the 5th 1st down for the Colts. And Washington has 28 yards on 2 carries.
A gain of 36 yards. He skipped by Donnie Shell as he got into the secondary. Donnie missed him, and Robin Cole caught him, barely caught him, with a shoestring tackle from behind.
All right, 1st down and goal to go for Baltimore. And the give inside to Don Hardiman, and Hardiman is stacked up at the 5-yard line. Now that carry was what? That carry was for 28 yards. And that gives him 38 on the afternoon. We're talking about Joe Washington. Gary Dunn and Dwight White team up to bring Hardiman down. Hardiman, the 4-year veteran from Texas A&I. And the ball is at the 5-yard line. And we have the 2-minute warning. Timeout down in the field. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm leaving. Got the rhythm on.
naturally good Pabst. America's premium beer since 1844. Pabst, a lot to look forward to.
So the Colts have second down at the 5-yard line, and they may have a hard time getting that football in there because the Steeler defense takes pride in its stats. You bet your life they do. And they've given up only one touchdown in the last three games. And actually in the last four games, just two touchdowns and only 26 points. And they grabbed those stats after the football game, and they relished them. And you can bet they're digging in and taking an interest in this. So they lead 21 to nothing in a crowd chants defense.
Bill Troop, wearing that cast on his left hand, steps under center. Troop steps back and wants to throw. He has lots and lots of time. There's his man, and it's a touchdown for Baltimore. Roger Carr slipped in behind everybody and was all alone down near the end line, and Troop laid it in on the money. He had lots and lots of time, and Roger Carr simply sneaked in there and got in behind everybody. Ron Johnson and Tony Dungy could not stop him. He caught it standing up with the TD. So Baltimore goes on the board with a touchdown, and Tony Linhart is out there. Mike Kirkland is the holder. Linhart, 5-year veteran from Austria Tech. Now that's a good alma mater. T-O-N-I, Tony Linhart, kicks for it. It is up there. It is good. And the score is 21-7 in favor of the Steelers.
Strikes me as odd that Tony Linhart is the Baltimore Colts player rep. An Austrian place kicker is their player rep. That's odd. 5-yard line, we note that Bobby Diulis of the grounds crew has relieved Dirt DiNardo on the tractor so that Dirt can follow his wager more closely in the second half. But this place, well, the field is covered with snow. It's totally white except where the tractor has been able to plow a few paths down at the end of the field where the Steelers are working. They'll put the ball in play in the snow, however, at their 25-yard line.
The game is being delayed by the TV people, and the crowd is getting irate. Now they're ready. First down and 10. Bradshaw on his own 25, hands it off to Franco, putting his bad. Franco coming to the left, caught from behind, looking for an opening, and pursuing him was Calvin O'Neill. Now we get a penalty marker thrown late, going up like a rocket in the dawn's early light over Baltimore's team. Calvin O'Neill, a first-year man from Michigan, has been pressed into service in their defensive line. He's a linebacker, but they've been so hard-pressed at times, they've used him in the defensive line.
Jack Franco has been injured. He came out of the ball game. He's holding his hand as though that is what has been injured.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against both teams. So the play will be run over again. Well, they put second down up on the down marker. It should be first down. First down and 10. The play is nullified, and they will try it all over again. Boy, it is snowing at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, Fleming and Cope, in a winter wonderland. Here's Bradshaw calling the shots. Bradshaw drops back. Bradshaw lobs the ball intended for Blyer, a little bit behind Rocky Blyer, and the linebacker, Ed Simonini, jumping up and down. He wanted the interception. He wasn't close either. So the pass is incomplete. That is the 13th pass thrown. And this game could turn into a fiasco otherwise. It has.
Well, that pass appeared to slip out of Bradshaw's hand. It was thrown very badly.
They Wobbly call it third down out there. So I don't know what happened to one down. J.D. points out that the personal foul could have been after the play on a dead ball. There were two of them offsetting. Here's Bradshaw back again. And he lets it fly, and T-Bell is tripped. Now the flag goes down late. T-Bell was tripped up by Dwight Harrison, the defensive back. And he went down. It will be pass interference against Baltimore, and it's going to add up to either a 9 or a 10-yard advance of the football. And they are advancing the sticks a first down for Pittsburgh on the pass interference.
Yes, indeed. The ball was well thrown. Dwight Harrison seemed to have him covered well, but nonetheless committed interference, so it's the 11th first down of the ball game for the Steelers.
Rick Mosier and Jack Delaplane are the running backs. And a handoff is to Delaplane. And Delaplane leaps over a tackler, but then loses his footing and goes down. Norm Thompson was the man, and Delaplane went over top of him, but when he came down, he could not keep his footing. So he went down for a short loss. Now let's see if we can tell where they're playing. They're in the neighborhood of the Pittsburgh 35-yard line.
And the report on Franco Harris is that he has a bruised right hand. They don't know whether he'll be back. A bruised right hand, that could affect his passing artistry.
He's only thrown one pass in his career.
And it was terrible.
Second down and 11 yards to go. A one-yard loss. Bradshaw backs up. Baltimore was offside. Terry's running with the football. And he's knocked out and he slides 10 yards on the snow. Appeared to either pick up a first down or almost have it. Ed Simonini got to him. I've got to wonder why he didn't go out of bounds that time.
Well, Rocky Blyer gave him a nifty block to clear out one guy. Then when he did hit the ground, he hit on his backside. He slid 9 yards on his backside like a kid. You know how they go down like on a garbage can lid down the hill in the snow? Huh?
Right.
Baltimore, that's what he did.
Baltimore was offside, as we called it. That will be declined. Steelers will have very close to a first down. It is called a first down for Pittsburgh. Bradshaw picks it up. That is the 12th first down of the afternoon. 21-7 in favor of the Steelers. Terry Bradshaw picks up the first down. They're at the 46-yard line. First down and 10. Snow falling. Bradshaw dropping back again, running out of the pocket to the right. They're coming after him, and he throws. Incomplete, just shy of Jim Smith. Smith downfield at the 37-yard line in Baltimore territory. Incomplete.
Linebacker Stan White was blitzing from the outside. Rocky picked him up nicely, and Bradshaw had his man wide open, but he threw the ball poorly. He was wide open. Here comes Franco, bruised hand and all, back into the ball game to replace Mosier.
Second down and 10 yards to go. The rookie Rick Mosier comes out. Harris and Blyer are in the backfield. The wideouts are Bell and Smith. T-Bell and Jim Smith. Split backs are wide. And a fumble on the handoff, and the ball is loose. Scooped up by a Baltimore linebacker. This is Darryl Luce running with the ball down the far side, the 20, the 15, the 10, and he gallops in for a touchdown for Baltimore. Darryl Luce scooped it up. The handoff went to Franco Harris, who was hit by Stan White. He lost the football, and Baltimore scooped it up, and Darryl Luce, the four-year veteran from Baylor, runs, let's say, about 40 yards with the ball for the touchdown.
And actually, Stan White may have hit Bradshaw. He did indeed. He went for Bradshaw before Bradshaw could get rid of the football on the handoff, caused him to fumble, and Luce did take the ball, clear it down for a touchdown of what, 50 yards? Who can tell? I'd say 50 yards. No way of telling with the snow on the field. You can't see the yard line markers. We've got a close ball game. They're going to now, with the extra point, probably make it 21-14. Look out.
Tony Linhart kicking. Mike Kirkland, the holder, around the 10-yard line. Ball is down. Linhart kicks it. Hits the upright. Falls away. No good. No good. Score stands at 21-13. We'll be right back.
Gotta meet the morning train.
And the Steelers, again, with a victory here today, can lock up the home field advantage for the American Conference playoff game. You wouldn't want to have to go into Denver, where the Steelers have a lot of trouble. You wouldn't want to have to go into Denver needing to do it then. The Colts have come back, and Darryl Luce, running about 50 yards with a recovered fumble, has put them back in the ball game. The kick that hit the upright could be a big miss, however, and that's going for the Steelers.
All right. Here they are kicking it off. Linhart, high but short, coming down on the near side, out of bounds. And they will be penalized 5 yards, and he'll have to do it over again. We're waiting for them to flash the distance on that fumble return. I think it'll look more like 40 or 45 yards. Somewhere in that area. It's not of any great consequence. The world will not stop turning until we find out, but...
Besides, if we can't tell, how can they tell?
Well, what they do is guess, and then it becomes official. All right, they'll be penalized back to the 30. And they'll kick it off all over again. That means the Steeler return people move upfield. Major thing in a ball game like this is to hold on to the football and to prevent that turnover. And I think that he just was in such a great position when he came out with it. Nobody could believe it, and nobody could get to him. And he ran like a deer. Darrell Luce, four-year veteran from Baylor. All right, now this one's spinning downfield and picked off by Anderson around the 30, up over the 35, the 40, near the 45, trying to get over the 50, still running. Here he comes into the open. He's down to the Baltimore 40, the Baltimore 35, over the 30, the 25. Anderson is thrown out of bounds inside the Baltimore 20-yard line. Sanders Shiver finally got to him. Larry Anderson. And again, the field contributes to the confusion as Baltimore had the same problem getting to Anderson once he broke as Pittsburgh had getting to Luce on the fumble return.
He took it at about his 25-yard line, returned it to the 19-yard line of the Colts. Lou Craig tells me 57 yards. He had Dirt Winston out in front of him, but the big block was Steve Corson out at about the Steeler 40-yard line. Corson gave him the block that enabled him to get outside of that Colt coverage team to shoot to his left and more or less to turn a corner around the Colt defense and head down for the left sideline. So a big block for Corson. Dirt Winston gave him another block down around the 15, but he was caught by a man, a trailing man, coming up from behind the Steelers at the 18-yard line of the Colts.
Ron Baker was injured on that play and helped off the field. Here's Bradshaw giving the ball to Blyer, and Blyer running to the right, puts his head down and drives down near the 15-yard line. Had Sam Davis pulling and blocking, and Rocky just finally put his head down and bucked into Ed Simonetti and took the ball. I'll see where they mark it. It's at the 16-yard line, so he'll get about 2 yards on the carry. Second down and 8 yards to go. So as they play at the end of the field to our left, the groundskeepers are working at the end of the field to our right, and that plow runs back and forth as they try to keep the lines uncovered. Near the 16-yard line for the Steelers. Slot right formation. And the give is to Blyer. And Blyer through the middle, finds a little running room, and he goes down to the 11-yard line before he's hit and thrown back by Doug Nettles. Gain of about 5 yards on the carry. It will be third down and 2 yards to go.
Good blocking by Moon Mullins and good blocking by Ray Penny as the Steeler front line gives Rocky a little bit of running room. It's third down, as Jack said, in three.
Mike Webster goes over the football. Ray Penny is playing in place of the injured John Cole, and Larry Brown is at the right tackle position. Bradshaw drops back. They're coming after him. He drills it to Randy Grossman. Grossman takes it, fights his way into the end zone. Grossman grabbed it at the 2-yard line. He had Ed Simonini and Lyle Blackwood on him, and he dragged them into the end zone on a great effort. The tight end of the Pittsburgh Steelers coming across to the 2, taking the pass, two men on him, Simonini and Blackwood. And from the 2, he dragged them into the end zone for the TD.
And the man he beat for that catch was Lyle Blackwood, as Bradshaw, under a rush, just managed to get that throw off, and he drilled it. He drilled it, which was the only way to complete it, drilled it to Randy Grossman. And so the Steelers again fatten up that lead. They lead 27-13.
Girello will try for the point after. Olders Colquitt at the 10-yard line. Steelers lead out 27-13. Girello kicks it. It is good. Pittsburgh moves out to a 28-13 lead, and Steelers football continues after this timeout.
I'm here from Pittsburgh National Bank Savings Department.
I'm from the checking department.
And we're here to announce
the 1-yarder to John Stallworth, now a 12-yarder to tight end Randy Grossman. Bradshaw came into this game the fourth leading passer in the quarterback rankings, and yet only 2 percentage points behind the leader, Roger Staubach. It's a real horse race for that title, and those touchdown passes count heavily in the rankings, or at least they count for something. It's a combination of a lot of factors, but touchdown passes help.
Girella kicks it off. Short, down to the 10. Joe Washington, out over the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35. He's driving to the 40, and he comes back almost to the 45-yard line. Rick Mosier brings him down, aided by T. Bell. The touchdown catch by Grossman was his first TD receiving of the season. So Randy Grossman and Terry Bradshaw's 25th touchdown pass of the season, an NFL high. So we marked the ball around the 43-yard line. Baltimore has it, trailing now 28-13. First down, 10. This time, Dowdy is in the slot to the right side. True pans it off, and here comes Hardiman. Hardiman digging, fumbles the football, but they keep it up near the 50-yard line. He picks up almost 10 yards. Jack Ham got the hit along with Donnie Shell. Ken Mendenhall recovered the fumble for Baltimore. The last time a Steeler opponent returned a fumble for a touchdown was December 7th, 1975, when Willie Miller ran 17 yards. Now, who did he play for, Myron?
Willie Miller for Cleveland.
That's right.
Now with the Rams.
Second down and one. And flags go down as they snap the football, and we'll get a verdict down on the field. Second down and one. They're right around the 50-yard line. I'm looking for a marker, and they're hard to see because of the bench area. They mark off five against Baltimore, and that puts the ball back near the 45-yard line.
You know, that the fumble that they got the touchdown from was the only fumble the Steelers have had today, which is sort of surprising because, you know, the ball's wet, the snow, the traction's bad, yet that's their only fumble of the game.
Second down now, and about 6 yards to go. Here's Troop back, and throwing there is Hardiman to take or make that Reese McCall a tight end. And he comes over the 50, and he has a first down at around the 47-yard line. I was right, it was Hardiman, huh? Coming out of the backfield. Robin Cole and Jack Lambert on the tackle. Don Hardiman, the four-year man from Texas A&I, made the reception. 13 passes for Bill Troop. Hardiman gets his second catch of the afternoon. And it is Baltimore's sixth first down. Colts around the Steeler 45-yard line. Troop hands it off. Hardiman runs into a stone wall, breaks away, and it comes to the right and is still brought down. Picks up another yard or so. He ran into Gary Dunn, then tried to back away, and Jack Lambert came over to give help along with L.C. Greenwood, and they have him nailed down. After a 2-yard gain, second down, 8.
And he ran also into his own man, Robert Pratt, a big guard who was trying to clear away but getting nowhere. So he bounced off him, went a little bit to his right, and picked up a couple of yards.
Ball is at the 45-yard line of Pittsburgh, second down and 8. Baltimore in possession. Bill Troop quarterbacking the Baltimore Colts. Got Dowdy in short motion. Hand off to Washington, driving over the right side. Ham has him, then aided by Lambert, brings him down. He'll pick up a couple of 3 yards, slanting off the right side. Ham was right there, and Lambert to give him a shoulder's worth of help. And Don McCulley comes on in what is a passing situation. Third down, about 3.5 yards to go. And the ball is around the Pittsburgh 42-yard line. Continues to snow at Three Rivers. We have 6:28 on the turning clock in the third quarter. Pittsburgh leading 28-13. Dennis Winston in as an extra linebacker. Crowd cheering for the defense to stop them. And here's Troop dropping back, and they're coming after him. He throws it under pressure. No good. Going downfield for Joe Washington, who was covered by Dennis Winston at the 24-yard line. And great pressure applied by the defensive line as Troop threw it. Incomplete.
And on top of the defensive line, the Steelers had Donnie Shell blitzing. So they did have a lot of pressure on Troop, and he unloaded it in a hurry, perhaps in too much of a hurry, and threw the ball badly because they hadn't really appeared to be sacking him, but they were coming with the blitz.
David Lee standing in punt formation at his own 45-yard line. Downfield, T. Bell and Jim Smith for the Steelers. Lee gets the snap. And he gets away. A spiraling kick booming to the near side of the field and going into the end zone barely inside the pylon. He almost hit it at the one-yard line. The ball comes back to the 20, and we'll be right back. Pittsburgh at its own 20-yard line, moving right to left in the third quarter, and leading 28-13 over the Baltimore Colts. Blyer in the close slot on the right side. Quick flip on the flanker screen. The belt to the left. Comes up over the 25, the 30, and he steps out of bounds on the near side of the field. T-Bell on the reception, and Dwight Harrison over to cover. And T-Bell picks up a first down. Now let's see where they're going to mark it. Be about the 32 or 33 yard line, and Pittsburgh has first down number 14 in the ball game.
A nifty flanker screen, a good screen out in front of Bell, with Ray Penny particularly blocking on Stan White, the right linebacker, so the Steelers perhaps have something begun.
Wideouts both ways, T-Bell and Jim Smith. Harris and Blyer in the backfield. Little play fake by Bradshaw. Now he's running with the football out to the right, and he's in trouble. A lot up there. He goes down and is hit as he's going down. Up there was Tom McLeod. Put the hit on Terry Bradshaw. He's picking himself up. Gains about 3 yards on the play. Saw a lot of open field out there, but very quickly the Baltimore defense reacted, and there they were to meet him. 41,957. Turning out today, and the crowd is cheering itself, and these people should well stand and give themselves a standing ovation.
Well, there are nothing like 41,900 left in here. That's about 8,000 no-shows, a little better than 8,000. The stadium right now can only be about 60% filled. A lot of folks went home at halftime.
Second down and 7. Steelers leading 28-13. 5:05 to play in the third quarter at snowy Three River Stadium as Bradshaw takes the ball. Pumps once, holds onto the ball. Now he's running and being chased. And he is brought down. Running to his left, the sack by Mike Ozdowski. That will be his second sack of the afternoon. Had his first of his career last week against the Jets. Comes up with his second of the day today as he catches Bradshaw running, trying to get away. Now we have a conference down on the field.
Do you recall that it was in an exhibition game against Baltimore this year that Stan White popped Bradshaw when he was running with the football and injured him? And two plays ago, Bradshaw was running and he deliberately went down, but Tom McLeod, the other linebacker, came up nonetheless and popped him a good shot across the head. So maybe he shouldn't care to run against this team.
Third down and 9. Bradshaw is back there. And he lets it fly. Jim Smith on a leaping stab, intercepted on a great play by Lloyd Mumford. Here's Mumford running over the 50, the 45, and driving back down the far side of the field, inside the 40-yard line. He's at the 35-yard line, brought down by Jim Smith. The ball was on the money, but Mumford made a great play around Smith, went into the air for the interception, and Baltimore is right back there in good position.
The second interception Bradshaw has thrown, and nose hurt in the race for that quarterbacking title. A reminder for those of you listening to WTAE in Pittsburgh, be sure to stay with us after the game for Steelers Hotline. This year, after every home game, we'll open the phone lines for you to call in and talk Steelers. Jack Fleming and I will be in the Steeler offices with Bob Kopp. We're back at the studios. Join us for our all-new Steelers Hotline right after this game.
Mumford getting his second interception. Play fake by Troop. Now he throws to the tight end. McCall catches it. He's at the 20-yard line and inside of the 18-yard line, where he is brought down by Tony Dungy and by Ron Johnson. First down, Baltimore.
Nobody within a dozen yards of the tight end on that play. Obviously a breakdown in the coverage. He was all by himself.
So the Baltimore Colts, just as suspected, fighting like a wounded tiger. No matter what the playing conditions, no matter how far, they were down 21-0, and they keep scrapping back at the 18-yard line. And this is what the NFL is all about. Pitch back goes to Washington, running out to the left, pursued by Donnie Shell and brought down from behind as he could not quite turn the corner well. He'll pick up a yard or so, but Shell came through and pursued him and brought him down. Penalty marker goes down on the play. Donnie Shell.
He was
having a year.
He was really moving briskly. Great pursuit by Donnie Shell.
We're getting a face mask call. In order to grab him by the face mask, Shell had to reach around him. From the spot of the foul, they take it down to the 10-yard line, the 11-yard line is where they're marking it. So it is first down and 10 yards to go for Baltimore.
Face mask.
That is the eighth first down for the Colts,
defense,
three on penalty.
First down.
Well, they're calling it on Donnie Shell. I guess he reached out and that was what he found, the face mask.
First down, 10 at the 11-yard line. Wideouts both ways. Bill Troop, the quarterback, steps back in the pocket. Fires out to the right. There whistles on the play. Hit Joe Washington all alone out to the right, but a penalty marker went down and illegal procedure called on Baltimore. So that will cost the Colts 5 yards. I have Baltimore with 50 yards in penalties. The Steelers with 35 yards. 3:21 to play in the third quarter. Pittsburgh up 28-13, but Baltimore with first down and 15 at the Steelers 16-yard line.
And again, I'll repeat what I said before when the Steelers were trying to hold off the Colts. The Steeler defense is proud of its statistics. They weren't able to stop the Colts when the Colts were down there at the 5 before and Troop threw the football for a touchdown. But the Steelers, even though they're leading 28-13, Lambert particularly, he likes those shutouts. And the fewer points the Steeler defense gives up, the better he likes them. They've given up 13 today. They don't want to give up any more.
Out of the I formation at the 16-yard line. Troop wants to throw. He's hit the ball, knocked away. It's scooped up, and Pittsburgh has the ball back. Bill Troop had the ball knocked away from him, and it is scooped up by Steve Purness. Robin Cole hit him on the throwing arm, knocked the ball loose, and Steve Purness scooped it up, and he brings it back upfield to around the, between the 35 and 40-yard lines. Have to judge at about the 38-yard line.
So there you are, and the crowd loves it. They're making as much noise as many of the packed houses that the Steelers had earlier in the year. Thousands left at halftime, but this crowd, the ones that are hanging in, they're the tough fans, and they are loving it.
First down, 10, Pittsburgh. At the 34-yard line, give to Franco, coming to the left. Trying to turn the corner and is pushed out of bounds. Over to make the play was Dwight Harrison, the cornerback. And Harris will pick up 3 or 4 yards on the play as he came to the near side of the field, could not quite make his turn. And the ball is being marked at the 40-yard line. That's where it is. Second down and 6 yards to go.
Picked up a block from Frank, from Rocky on the play, but Sam Davis could not give him the second block because of the footing, and so they brought Franco down.
Second down and 6 yards to go. Here's Bradshaw handing it to Blyer. Sam Davis gives him a block, and then Blyer is closed in on and gets a couple of yards as Dave Rowe came over to make the play on Rocky, slanting off the right side that time. Well, that's got to put him at the 42-yard line. Third down and 4 yards to go for the Steelers. Cook, Rowe, Ehrman, and Ozdowski in the front four. Two linebackers, White and Luce. Five defensive backs, Thompson, Mumford, Nettles, Harrison, and Baylor. And the handoff is to Franco. And Franco drives through people to the first down. Looked as though they had a blitz coming. Franco plowed through there. Stan White and Tim Baylor got him. So what they thought to be a passing down, they crossed him up, and Franco found some running room after he cracked the line of scrimmage. He goes to a first down. Now we'll locate him at the Baltimore. Well, he's at the 50-yard line. Let's call it the 50. Bradshaw sets the Steelers, hands it off to Harris. Harris cracking the right side for a couple of yards. Dave Rowe made the tackle for Baltimore. Picks up about 2 yards, second down and 8 at the 46-yard line of the Colts.
Have you noticed that Mike Webster is playing this game in short sleeves?
Well, he's from Wisconsin. This means...
That guy's something.
Means nothing to him, you know.
He's out there like it's Miami Beach. He should make all pro if anybody should.
Slot left. Give to Blyer. Blyer finds a little opening. Swings through the middle. He runs almost to a first down. Ed Simonini gets the tackle. Joe Ehrman helped out. Now, let's see. We got to locate the football again. They appear to be short of the first down. No, they signal the first down. That was a pretty quick call by the official. There was no measurement or anything. Let's see, where are they? I see the 20, I see the 30, the 35. They're right around the 40-yard line.
I think...
The 41.
Yeah, that's about it, Jack.
16 first downs for Pittsburgh. Time is running out in the third period. Man in the slot to the right. McGive to Blyer. Blyer swings over the left side, and Blyer is down to the 40-yard line. Don't even know the 35-yard line. Norm Thompson gets the tackle at the Baltimore 35.
Oh, Rocky sailed off that left side. Stan White, the linebacker, tried to drop him. He ran right through Stan. It's not as easy as giving Bradshaw a shot in open field. Is it, Stan White?
That's the end of the third quarter. The score, Pittsburgh 28, Baltimore 13. The Foodland folks...
28-13. And Dirk DiNardo and Bobby Diulis keep running those tractors across the field to expose the yard line markers, but as fast as they get over there, just about, why, the snow covers them up. At any rate, the Steelers now with second down and a long 2 yards to go at, I am guessing, the 35-yard line of the Colts. The crowd doesn't like the long timeout, which I suppose is being caused by television. Television commercial, but they say, get this game underway. We're cold, too.
Bradshaw's out there now with his shirt tail out, hanging down around his thighs. Seeing all sorts of fashion things today. Slot right formation. Second down, about 2.5 yards to go. Hand off to Franco, running to the right. Puts his head down, and he bucks down for a first down at the near side of the field with Doug Nettles making the tackle. Rocky Blyer gave him a good block that time, and Harris has advanced the ball deeper into Baltimore territory to around the 29-yard line, as nearly as we can make out. Let's call it the 29-yard line, first down 10.
The Steelers would not mind at all really racking it up on the Colts, gathering... that opinion from their remarks this week. They feel they owe the Colts one for having laid it to them last time around and last season, 31-21.
Hand off is to Blyer, and right there is Calvin O'Neill firing through to get Rocky from the blind side, and down he goes. No gain on the play, maybe a slight loss. Second down and a long 10 yards to go. Let's see who we've got in there. Ray Penny is playing in place of John Kolb on the left side. Sam Davis, Mike Webster, Jerry Mullins, Larry Brown. Back in good form. A lot of playing time this afternoon at right tackle. Randy Grossman is the tight end. T. Bell wide left. Jim Smith wide right. Blyer in a close slot to the left side. Single setback is Franco Harris. At the 29-yard line of Baltimore, Bradshaw calling the signals, and they take off ahead of him. Blyer takes off. Stan White was doing a lot of stunning. So the penalty is pending against the Steelers. Illegal procedure. And that will cost Pittsburgh 5 yards back to the 34-yard line.
So, all right, Bradshaw, in all likelihood, will be putting the ball in the air here. But, again, going back to that game last year, though the score was 31-21, it was much more lopsided than the final score would have indicated. The Colts out front at one point, 31-7. Now the Steelers with second down and 15.
Just had a call from Captain Showbiz. He has given us permission to do our half hour and a half talk show from the booth, since you're enjoying yourself so well out here in the weather.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
We can stay out until it's dark. Bradshaw ready to go on second down and 16. Gives it to Franco, or rather to Brocky, coming off the right side. And he'll get a little yardage Darryl Luce and Lloyd Mumford get the stop on Rocky Blyer, and he brings it back down to the 30-yard line, where it's going to be third down and 11 yards to go. The Steelers are leading 28-13 over the Colts. Pittsburgh reaching out for the victory that will give it an assured final record, the best in the AFC. Jim Smith to the right, T-Bell to the left, and Bradshaw steps in there again with his shirt tail out. Bradshaw dropping straight back. He has time, and he goes deep, and there's Smitty in the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh! Jim Smith all alone down the near side on the fly. Lloyd Mumford got over there too late. And the second-year man from Michigan, who came back from the broken ankle, gets his first touchdown reception of the season. As a matter of fact, for Smith, that is only his third reception of the campaign, and the Steelers come out to congratulate Jim Smith, and he brings the ball off the field with him.
Call it 30 yards or thereabouts, and Bradshaw, with great pass protection, had a lot of time, and he fired that ball perfectly, Smith, all alone, an easy catch. And so the Steelers now lead the Baltimore Colts 34-13, 12 and a half minutes remaining in the ball game.
Bradshaw's third touchdown pass of the afternoon. Girella will try for the point at the goal to our right. The ball is down, Colquitt holding. Roy kicks it up there, it is good. And the Steelers now lead in the ballgame 35-13. We'll be right back.
For all we've shared,
the good times and the laughter, after all.
Having played very little, he only had two catches this season for 16 yards, but he takes in a, what, 30-yarder? You're putting it down for 30 yards? Who knows?
30 yards.
30-yard touchdown catch for the kid out of Michigan in his second year with the Steelers.
Joe Washington and Don McCauley are down deep. Roy has it teed up at the 35, which has been cleared away by the grounds crew. And he kicks it high and deep for today, down to about the 20. McCauley out over the 25, the 30, the 35. Driving up over the 40-yard line, maybe the 41-yard line. And the tackle made by Steve Corson, the strong man from South Carolina. Baltimore has the ball back. First down, 10. Everybody gets good field position today.
Question, why do they kick so short when they're kicking off a tee on a cold, snowy day? The ball's up on the tee. Why?
Because you can't get the footing.
That's right. You can't get your footing, and also you're afraid it might hurt. You say, ouch, as you hit the ball.
That's right. It might stun your toe. Roger Carr and Glenn Downey wide for the Colts, who run out of the I formation. Troop pitches it back to Washington. Washington is being tracked out. He fumbled it. Scooped up down there by a Steeler. Well, Dwight White got it after the hit was made by Robin Cole. Cole put the hit on Washington. He lost the football. And Dwight White scooped it up and immediately was brought down around the 20-yard line. So the Steelers get it back.
Yes.
As Baltimore has given up its third fumble of the afternoon.
Robin Cole simultaneously hit Washington and stripped the football. Did it at the same time, in other words. So here go the Steelers again. I would guess at the 20-yard line, 21-yard line of the Colts.
Mike Krusik is coming in. He's thrown only three passes this year, completed one for 10 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Said he thought he might get some playing time in this game, and he hoped that if the club could win today, that he'll pick up considerable more playing time at Denver next week. I would figure that if the Steelers go on to win, and they should, my guess would be that Bradshaw probably will do the first and third quarters and Krusik the second and fourth Denver.
Yes, that's probably so, going by Noel's past record.
Ted Peterson is in the offensive line. Ray Penny remains in. Peterson playing at right tackle now. Here's Bradshaw handing it off, and the play is stacked up. Jack Delaplane, the ball carrier. I say Bradshaw, I meant Krusik. Matter of habit. Number 15 is out there. Tom McCloud made the stop. Krusik is suffering with Boston College, his alma mater, this year. The Eagles are 0-10, and they're playing in Tokyo tonight.
That's a bowl game, too. They
That's
call
right.
that some kind of a bowl. They're 0-10, and they're in a bowl against Temple.
At 11 o'clock tonight, Eastern time, that is 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Tokyo time. And Cruz will be up all night waiting for the score. Here's Kruzik handing it off. Mosier running to the left. Cuts forward and goes down inside the 20. Dave Rowe got him by the shoulder. Dave Rowe reached out. They should be around the 15-yard line. 5, 10, 15. Make it about the 16-yard line. And it's going to be third down now and 6 yards to go.
Hey, Jack, your stats are better than mine. Fill us in on Bradshaw. What did he have?
Well, this is the third time he's thrown 3 touchdown passes in one game. He threw 18 times, completed 11, 3 for touchdowns, and was intercepted twice. Out of the huddle, Jim Smith to the right, T-Bell to the left. And the handoff is to Mosier. Big hole through the middle. He slips through and then is caught by Mike Gostkowski and brought down short of a first down. It's going to be fourth down, and about 3 yards to go. And the ball is around the 14-yard line. And they're calling the Baltimore trainers out. Baltimore has a player shaken up. So they're going to 2 tight ends on 4th down and 3, leading 35-13.
Yes, Moon Mullins and Larry Brown entering the field for the power thrust. It's a long 2 yards to go for the Steelers.
Baltimore trainer hustling off. They hold him up at the line of scrimmage. The Steelers did not realize that the man was out there checking on a Baltimore player who said he wanted to stay in. Baltimore working now with 3 down linemen, 3 linebackers, and 5 defensive backs. Kruzik with 2 tight ends, and Grossman a wingback to the right side. Now Delaplane in motion. Handoff is to Mosier, slanting off the right side behind Delaplane. May or may not have it. Fred Cook makes the stop. Rookie Rick Mosier, the ball carrier, running to the right side. And he is close to the 10-yard line. And the officials are sizing it up.
You know, it's hard to measure today with those sticks because you don't have yard lines sometimes to follow when you get out there, right?
They're indicating without a measurement that the ball turns over to Baltimore. It was at the 11 and they needed to make about the 10-yard line. Lights have come on here. Maybe they've been on all afternoon. I just noticed them.
I just noticed them myself because you noticed them. Mosier was running hard on that play. Give him credit for that. He gave it all he could. And, you know, Mike Kruzik, remember, he was the guy who quarterbacked the Steelers through the snow of that important Cincinnati game. Through similar conditions. They were worse then than they are today. But Mike's our snow quarterback.
Offensive linemen, John Banaszak, Gary Dunn, Tom Beasley, and Fred Anderson, the rookie from Prairie View. Troop is back. Troop drills it right over the line of scrimmage, completes it to Hardiman, who has nailed it about the 16-yard line. Don Hardiman brought down by Robin Cole. Winston is in there, Cole is in, and Lambert. So that means that Ham is getting a breather. For Baltimore, that is the 16th pass thrown, the 7th completed, and Hardiman getting his 3rd catch. Lambert, Winston, and Cole are the linebackers. Baltimore ready to go. 2nd down and 5. Here's Troop rolling to the right and then cutting his pass loose and completing it on the far side, hitting Glenn Dowdy. And Dowdy is tied into by Ron Johnson and Dennis Winston. It is good for a first down, and we're guessing around the 30-yard line, right around the 30.
I'll tell you, when those receivers catch sideline passes over in Ron Johnson's territory, they remember the address because he gives them a hit, and he gives them a high hit, and that's what he just did to Glenn Dowdy. They remember the guy who was there at that address, even though they catch the football.
Ron Johnson on one corner, Larry Anderson on the other corner. Ray Oldham and Tony Dungy are the safeties. 1st down, 10 for the Colts. Troop is back and they're coming after him. He gets rid of it just before they hit him. Picked off by Dungy on the far side of the field at the 43-yard line. Roger Carr was the intended receiver. The pass was overthrown and Dungy picked it off. His momentum carried him out of bounds. Troop was shaken up on the play as they got to him. So Dungy pulled it in, and he will go out of bounds at the Pittsburgh 42-yard line with the interception.
And that is his fifth interception of the year. Can you imagine that? A guy who has been playing almost only on third downs, but today was in there starting for Mike Wagner. Steelers football continues after this timeout.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.